we are in Hilchas Tzitzis, Simin Yud Aleph, the halachas of the strings of the tzitzis. We will be doing Sifim Ches and Tes today. In the previous Sifim, the Shulchan Aruch was discussing the case of using someone else's strings, whether they were stolen or whether they were borrowed. Now in Sif Ches, he says, Hamishtachev Elabehema. Someone declared an animal to be sacred and bowed down to it, turned it into an idol. Simra posel litzitzis. The wool of that animal would be posel for tzitzis. Whereas, hamishtachavel lepishta notua. Growing flax, they are still connected to the ground. Someone goes and bows down to them. Kosher litzitzis. If you then make linen tzitzis of them, although we learned before that we do not make linen tzitzis, la halacha, they are kosher. So you use those flax for linen, the halacha is they are kosher for tzitzis, and the Shulchan Aruch explains, shaharei nishtane, because it has changed. Now, what does he mean, and what exactly is the issur here? So, if someone bows down to an animal, the animal does not become an actual avodah zarah. This was something that was used for avodah zarah, and it is possible for a korban. An animal that was bowed down to as avodah zarah, you cannot bring as a korban. Therefore, it is considered not right to use it for the mitzvah of tzitzis as well. It's considered mo'us. It's disgusting. You wouldn't use it for the mitzvah of tzitzis. Not so when someone bows down to flax. In such a case, since the transition from flax to linen is such that you wouldn't even relate one to the other. One's a plant, it's this tough stuff, and the other one is a material. As opposed to wool, which is always soft wool, just before it was wool and now it's thread. Here, there's so much of a change, we wouldn't relate it to the original, it will no longer be considered mo'us. Now, this is totally unrelated to the halachas, the Mishnah Berurah points this out, to the halachas of shinui that we learned with regard to stolen stuff. If you steal wool and then go and bleach it and turn it into thread, we said that that was considered a shinui. There was just a question of was shinui maisa or shinui hashem. Nevertheless, it is not enough of a shinui to eradicate the name mo'us, since it was ne'avad, since someone bowed down to it. Whereas, when you're dealing with flax, since we do not relate linen to flax, we see that they're so totally different, there it would lose the name mo'us and you would be allowed to use it for tzitzis. The Mishnah Berurah points out that what happens if this was done b'di'evad? Is it possible even b'di'evad? So he brings different opinions, and he says you certainly should not use it. The next thing is, what happens if these flax were already cut off the ground? If the flax were cut off the ground, so the halacha is that if you bow down to something that was that once grew and you cut it off the ground, it is now just an object, an inanimate object. It's no longer connected to the ground. It becomes an avodah zarah and it's osur b'hanah. It becomes an avodah zarah and it is puzzle altogether. It is puzzle for tzitzis. The only thing that the mechaber was matur was if the flax were connected to the ground. Whereas if they were not connected to the ground, the halach is it becomes an avodah zarah. In which case the problem is much more than mo'us. That is definitely possible even b'di'evad. There's a condition, and that is that the flax actually belong to the one that bowed down to them. The halacha is, if one person bows down to belongings of another human being, he turns them into avodah zarah, they do not become avodah zarah. Ein odam osir davar she'eino shelo. You cannot make someone else's object osir simply on the basis of something like kavana. Obviously, if you take somebody else's pot and you use it for treif, you have made his pot treif. Well, what we're referring to is the fact that I cannot transform someone's object into something usser on the basis of my kavana. So here too, the fact that I have turned it into an avodah zarah would only work if I am in a position to declare it avodah zarah, namely because it's mine, not if it belongs to somebody else. So once again, we differentiate between an animal where it only becomes ne'evad, an animal that was worshipped. It is not considered avodah zarah. It is possible for a korban and tzitzis, and we're not even sure what the halakha is b'di'evad. It is mos. It doesn't make a difference. The wool is possible, even though you bleached it. In the case of flax that were connected to the ground. So there, number one, since they're connected to the ground, they do not become avodah zarah. They're only ne'evad and mos. And if you transform flax into linen, it is no longer mos. If it was not connected to the ground, and it did belong to the person who bowed down to them, then the halacha would be that it became avodah zarah, and transformation is no longer going to help you. That is going to be possible. That was Sifches, which now brings us to Siftes, where we are no longer dealing with the issue of the strings being made of something that is not mine, but now we're getting back to actually making the tzitzis. Siftes describes where you make the hole for placing the tzitzis. So there's a rule. The Mechaber says, Yasa negev b'orach hatalis. We will later see in the Mishnah Berurah in several places that the word orach hatalis means going in widthwise. Orach, when we talk of the orach of a beged, we do not mean what we would call the length of a beged, but what we really mean is the width of the beged, meaning going horizontally as opposed to vertically. Vertically is called rochav, horizontally is called orach. So you go in from the edge of the tzitzis horizontally, how much? Lo lamala migimel etzbaos. It should not be further away from the end of the talus than three etzbaos, and the Rama says that is referring to thumb widths, three godlin. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings several different opinions on exactly what that means. Is it only possible if it's more than three? What if it's exactly three? He says to be on the safe side, and he quotes this from the Ari among others, that rather than taking three thumbs side by side, the way to measure it would be to take your pinky and the two fingers adjacent to it, take the three fingers at the end, which are the smaller fingers, use that, and this way you'll be safe. So you take the width of your pinky and the other two fingers next to it. In halacha, it is called the etzpa, the kemitza, and the zeres. The ama, the kemitza, and the zeres. The ama is your middle finger. The kemitza is the one before the pinky, and the zeres being the pinky. Those three, one would use in measuring just how far from the maximum of how far from the end of the talus the hole could be. Once again, we are at this point, we are talking about the width, what's called orach. And the Mechaber says, why? Because otherwise it's not al kanfei. It is not on the corner of the beged. More than that, it's on the beged proper. V'lo lamata mishir sheish mikesher godel adatziporin. And not so close to the corner where it is so close that it is less than the distance between your knuckle and the nail. Okay? So it should not be too close because that's no longer al-kanfe, that is the kanfe. So it's got to be al-kanfe on the corner, and yet it's got to be on the corner and not the center of the beged. So somewhere between the distance of the knuckle, from the knuckle to the nail, Mikesher Godel Adatziporin, somewhere between that and the distance of your three fingers. Whereas the halacha would be that if it is too close, we would call it Tachas HaKonof, not Al Kanfei Vigdeichem, but it would be Tachas HaKonof. Now the Rama says that you should measure them straight and not on an angle. In other words, you do not take the diagonal going from the actual point of the corner of the beged, but we measure it straight from the side. So from the side, it should be somewhere between three fingers and the distance from the knuckle to the nail. With regard to the other direction, that the Mechaber will discuss it a little bit later. So this is where you're supposed to make them. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings the issue that the Beis Yosef raises, which is of possibly making two holes instead of one. Beis Yosef brings down from the Arizal that there's an inyan of having two holes, one on top of the other, and then having the tzitzis come off to the corner and then hanging down. This way they will be hanging down towards the corner of the beged. Meaning, if you have one hole on top of the other, it'll come out that the tzitzis will be horizontal, and then as they bend, they will fall on the corner of the beged. As opposed to, if the two holes would be next to each other, then it would just be going straight down. And certainly we don't want it in a way that it just hits over the keren, and we'll talk about that at a later point, but it's supposed to be coming horizontally, and then and after that vertically down over the corner. The Mishneh Berurah points out that the Beis Yosef himself says not to do this. He says it is mechsi ki yura. It looks like you're being arrogant. You're showing that you're holier than everybody else. There are those who bring down that on a talus katan, since they're worn under one's clothing, you're not showing off. And there would no problem. There'd not be a problem of mechsi ki yura. The Mishneh Berurah then says that there are different minhagim. There are those that have one hold tzitzis and those who have two hold tzitzis. And he mentions different countries and what's done in them. So bottom line, we have two minhagim here. We either have one hole or you have two holes for the tzitzis. In either case, you have to make sure that the tzitzis are not too far in the beged and that the tzitzis are not too far at the bottom of the beged. Now, how do we actually measure the distance? We measure the distance when the talus or talus cotton is straightened out. If your tzitzis are tight, in the case of one-hole tzitzis, so the tzitzis are tight and they actually bunch up the beged, so then the measurement would be smaller. The halacha is that we measure it as if it were straightened out. So this goes bein lahakel, bein lahachmer. So for example, let's say it was too far away from the edge. So you bunched it up and you made the tzitzis tight. That's not going to help you. Whereas, say it was just the right size, you bunched it up and it became smaller, the halacha there is that it is kosher. So we measure when the beged is stretched out, when it is straight, and not when it is bunched up. The tzitzis, when you have one hole tzitzis, we're going to see further when you put them there too. You should really have them hanging over the side and then down and hitting the corner that way. You certainly do not have them hanging on the corner itself. We'll find out later that is something the Karaim used to do, and we stay away from that.